TalkZone.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million dollar Interstellar Media Broadcast Communications Studios, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you. What a crowd we have today. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And welcome to Lawyers Who Needs Them. My partner, Mr. Hartman, is considered one of Rochester, New York's top trial attorneys and has argued before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the founder and CEO of Ignition Consulting, serving business, education, and nonprofit clients throughout the United States.
Now, each week, Jim and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system.
And to inject some common sense and perhaps a sense of humor back in.
If you have one. Now, each week, we'll be answering questions from our loyal listeners, and even if they're not so loyal, in the third segment of the show. So if you have a question for us, and every week we do get them by email, please feel free to email us at info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. That's info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com, and we'll be happy to answer them on the very next show. Now, if you want to learn a little bit more about who James and I am, is that proper? James and
are.
I am? James
are.
And I are, because there's two of us.
When you use the and, it's plural. If you use the or, if you said James
or Randall,
that would be individual.
Okay, thank you.
Right?
There you get an English lesson
something.
From the professor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, the point here is you can go to the official website of Lawyers Who Needs Them. That is lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. Very simple, Lawyers Who Needs Them. And if you're not sure, you go Lawyers Who Needs Them. That's covered, too. We got them both.
You got it covered.
All right. So without any further ado, let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them. Now, I love this first one because it's not uncommon. Schwab, the financial company, settles a class action lawsuit, but the lawyers get rich.
They get their money. Now, Schwab and Company, you know, they do a lot of advertising. You know, if you're in trouble, call Chuck.
Right.
If you don't know where to, you know, I'm going to call Chuck.
If you don't know where to go.
Chuck is on a 400-foot yacht, probably, floating around the Caribbean, scooping up oil right now in the Gulf.
Probably contracted to
you know,
that.
And he says, if you're in, you know, you want to know about investing, call Chuck.
Right.
So, in any event, Chuck, you know, was a little rinky-dinky in some of his advice that he gave to people and didn't do what he was supposed to. So there was a class action brought. I want to tell you something today. If you sneeze crooked, you get a class action brought against you.
Yep.
It's a big thing. And it's as we explain from time to time, and we will try to keep explaining what some of these things are. A class action is really a lawyer's, it's like a apple pie. All the lawyers get together and they invent a lawsuit. And they gather up a lot of plaintiffs to bring it, and then when they settle it, I hardly know of any that have gone to trial, and everybody gets a notice of settlement and commencement, all at the same time, commencing a class action and a settling.
We settle it.
And if you don't want to stay in here, you got to opt out. Otherwise,
right.
You're a member of the class, and we're going to send you your share,
right.
Which is usually a postage stamp.
Right.
But in this case, there was a big payday, as usual, for the plaintiffs in this class action, which was settled. The grounds of the class action was that that Schwab violated securities law by telling investors it would only put up to 25% of the assets in its yield plus fund.
Okay.
Which I am not familiar with.
All right.
In any one industry. And they did instead put up 45% in mortgage-backed securities, which we've heard a lot of. Those
right.
are the things that went down the proverbial toilet.
Right.
So that's that. But in any event, so the U.S. District Club, William Alsop, not to be confused with Aesop, the fable guy.
That's right.
Even though most of what these guys do is a fable, Alsop
right.
is not a fable.
Okay.
So,
is he a lawyer?
He's the judge. I hope so.
Oh, he's the judge.
Listen,
he's
actually
the judge.
He's much more valuable than a lawyer. They needed a judge one day in the house, and there was a leaking something in the men's room, and they
right.
there was the plumber. And they said, "Listen, can you hop? Put a robe on and hop on a bench."
Because we need a judge.
And so far, they kept him. He's doing a wonderful job.
And he's got a fable of his own here.
That's right. Well, the fable.
What did he do in this particular case?
Well, what he did was they approved some deals that would furnish $235 million to the class members. That sounds like a lot of money.
Yes, it does.
But when you got them, you know,
thousands and thousands,
50 million class members, you get $25 if you're lucky. Now, But the lawyers of that, that was to the class members.
Right.
Of that, Hagens Berman, which is the name of the law firm, will reap, as they say, about $20 million. 8% of the $200 million set aside for federal claims and 11% of the $35 million to resolve the state law claims. So as you get, you know, $1.95 for the thing, they're getting 11%, you know, 8% of $200 million is...
$16 million.
Is $16 million, plus they're getting 11% of $35 million, another
$3.5 million.
So they're getting around $20 million bucks,
$20 million
they get expenses and everything like
that. Oh, you've got to have disbursements.
And, right, they're very important.
Very important.
They're very important, yes. Because there's a little handling charge on some.
That's correct. That's
so,
right.
So I want you to get a handle on what we're talking about.
All right.
Because that's the handling charge, to put a handle on it. Anyway, the lawyers will get very rich, and the
and this is
Schwab
a common
customers
practice.
Will get common every day. Every day there's a class action. In fact, they fight. We talked about it in the oil cases and in the Toyota cases, how the lawyers fight to become the lead counsel.
Right.
Because they're the guys that get the biggest piece of the pie.
All right.
So that's what's happening with Schwab.
Well, we'll have to check back in
Schwab
with Chuck.
Schwab the legal decks here to get them cleaned up because things don't look
Schwab
so good.
Schwab the legal decks.
Right.
That
Schwab
was very clever.
Remember,
you know, you are a linguist.
Schwab. I'm yes.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. You have what they say is the gift of gab or a way with words.
I wish I had a way.
Out of
with,
here.
That's right.
That's what you need. Well, this is a guy who needs a way out right here. Oh,
wow, yeah.
If anybody needed a way out, it is
Listen.
This guy, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick.
Right, Kwame.
I love the combination of names, the juxtaposition of cultures.
Well,
Kwame Kilpatrick, he does it again. What did he do again?
Well, he's back in jail.
Oh.
They call him Contemptible Kilpatrick. He was the mayor of Detroit.
Detroit, yeah.
And he's going back to prison for up to 5 years because he hid his assets. He pursued a lavish lifestyle while owing the city $1 million for his role in a text messaging scandal.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's a lot of... in a ruling on May 25th, that's going back a little bit, that drew gasps in the courthouse.
You mean like...
To the yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my.
What happened? What did Kwame do?
Kwame got the 18 months to 5 years in prison for violating the terms of his probation. Don't forget
he was already in trouble.
Well, he dodged his obligation to pay restitution, and the judge told Kilpatrick, probation is no longer an option. That ship has sailed.
Is that what he said?
And it sailed without Kwame.
Yep, yep.
Kwame, you can't even jump in the water and swim behind it.
Right.
Well, anyway, he's a wonderful mayor and did a wonderful lot of things for Detroit. Have you ever been to Detroit lately?
Yeah, it's been struggling.
So,
but thanks to Kwame, who seems to be taking it off the top. Now, here's a
what's
quote.
What's Kwame, I wonder?
I don't know. But here's...
Is it like a kumquat, something you eat? A fruit?
I don't know. I don't know how you get a first name like Kwame and a second name like Kilpatrick.
Well, Kwame is probably from his native country or his ancestors' country, probably.
Right.
I think he's African-American, so it might be one of those
right.
African names. And Kilpatrick is an Irish name.
Right.
Can be English, I suppose, but it's Irish. But, you know, I don't know. Back in the family, maybe they married an Irish person or something. Something like that. So
well, you never know.
You never know.
All right. Well, here's what he had to say when the judge asked him a question about this whole thing.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's the Kwame.
That's the Kwame.
Yeah,
he sounds a lot like an actor, but...
Well, it's excitable.
Well, I hope he has a good time in jail for the next 5 years. Yes. Good luck, Kwame. We'll see you when you come out. You probably come out with a name like Annunziata.
Well, you know, there's another, the other mayor, wasn't she a woman, a mayor of Detroit or a councilwoman got in trouble.
Yeah.
And she's married to Kanye, the congressman.
Right.
Oh, so, you know.
Yeah, they're just having a ball in Detroit.
It's a rough place to get any honesty.
You're not kidding. All right. The trial of Rod Blagojevich, and I've said it properly this time.
Yes.
Is underway, and we are following with bated breath.
That's right.
And here's Jim today. To give you an update on the trial about Mr. Blagojevich.
Well, it's hard.
Hairdo.
It's Well, they have the trial is going on pretty well, but he has that unusual hairdo, which the jury is finding fascinating, because every few minutes birds fly out and they fly back in. It's a more or less of an aviary on top of his head. And inside his head is probably another. He does have birds in his belfry because,
right,
or bats in a belfry because he's having some difficult testimony against him by some of his cohorts who are really saying this guy was buying off everything and everybody and selling.
He was trying to sell a
offices,
position, right?
Selling his
office,
positions,
right,
and things right, like right. that. But they'll bury him with a corkscrew. I mean, he, you know, it's that's what they used to say. He's so crooked, if he stood behind a corkscrew, he wouldn't throw a shadow. So, this is, so anyway, Mr. Blagojevich is now on trial.
That's right.
And we're in the trial now, and you can probably follow it in your papers if they're doing much about it. Remember, he was the...
It's not on court TV.
The governor of the state of Illinois.
Yes.
Which has some political problems from time to time.
Yes. And he's become a talk show host. I mean, he's really parlayed this little scandal into a money-making operation.
Wait till the trial's over. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Unless he can broadcast from prison.
What do you think his chances are?
Of what?
Of being convicted for some of the things he is accused of doing.
I think he's going to get convicted. If the jury reads the testimony, if it's similar to what I saw in the paper, where the guy says that he was scheming illegally pressure this guy for a campaign contribution and this one to sell a job, and if convicted, Blagojevich. Spelled Blagojevich,
right,
could receive up to 415 years in prison.
415.
I think he should get life.
I agree. 415 is much too short a period of time. Well, we've had a very short period of time here in our first segment. You're listening to Lawyers Who Need Them. We'll be right back.